This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nish Navalli for a wet weekend.
Don't say that.
Well, it is.
There goes another weekend of not cleaning out my garden then, huh?
Oh, darn.
It's never going to happen again, probably.
No, probably not.
The rate it's going.
Not so much. It just it is the way it is. What are you growing in your garden, if you ever get around to doing it?
Yeah, right now there's weeds and... Oh, sticks from the first year I planted them, which
all
was
types
like
of,
2 years ago.
All types of varieties of weeds?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Probably. When I did plant, I had strawberries. I tried sweet corn.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I had tomatoes, green peppers, jalapenos. No, I didn't do green peppers. I think I just did jalapenos, onions, zucchini. I think that might have been it.
Do you ever go to the grocery store then?
Well, that year I still did. It got a little neglected.
Didn't all turn out the way
you wanted
to.
Yeah, by the time
to.
I noticed there were strawberries, I think the birds had kind of gotten to them.
Ooh.
And then, yeah, and then tomatoes, they weren't too bad, but.
Does it turn out that way sometimes, though? Almost like, you know, sometimes we joke about how your eyes are bigger than your stomach when you order food and stuff. Is it kind of like that sometimes with a garden? Do you make big plans without really sometimes thinking through how much work it's going to be, or... will my schedule not allow me to do it as I need to?
You want all the stuff that you like and you think you're going to use. Yeah. And then, yeah, maintenance was a little difficult, I think, that year. I think when I planted, I was pregnant with Brianna. Mm. So, yeah.
Things
Brianna
come
or Wyatt,
up.
One of the two.
Things come up, you know.
Yeah.
Not tonight.
Made a little harder to get out there and actually maintain
yeah.
it. So, especially like where the onions grew. You couldn't even tell where the onions versus the weeds were.
Yeah.
So
long day at work, so I'm just going to take tonight off.
Mm-hmm.
The veggies
or
don't
the
take
weather.
The day
I'll
off.
Blame it on the weather.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, well, a lot of people do enjoy that. I know a lot of people around here do raspberries. Those are pretty popular.
I would love to do raspberries and asparagus.
Yeah, those are pretty popular. There are a lot of asparagus, really.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that are kind of interesting out there that folks grow. And of course, you go to a garden market, and we're going to be in the garden market phase not too many months down the road here, where people are going to start selling some of those early season things that they're harvesting. But, you know, we're still kind of in the planning stages, if not in the planting
mm-hmm.
stages quite yet for folks. But, you know, I was looking, you know, last week we kind of talked a lot about food on the program.
Go figure.
Well, I know, I hate to kind of, yeah, I know, and look at us. I hate to carry it over, but I found another one here,
okay.
too, that I wanted to share with folks. Because this one is entitled, Five Time-Saving Superfoods. And this was an article that was on FoxNews.com, and... You know, the problem is, it's hard to eat right all the time when you really don't have the time. You know, we're all running around. We've got 100 things to do, and our schedules are wacky. You know, your life's the mm-hmm. same way. You got young kids running around, never know when the husband's going to be home from work. You know, it's hard to really make plans all the time
yeah.
to have that big meal like we envision that the Cleaver family used to have back in the day, you know? So planning ahead, sometimes that can be kind of tough. So when you're racing against the clock... You know, it gets a little challenging, you know, but when you're prepared and you have some healthy snacks, a packed lunch, maybe some food in the fridge to cook dinner, you know, that way you're not tempted to just grab the first thing you see in a vending machine or grab those chips off the shelf or whatever. Allison Sweeney, who's an actress and she's host of The Biggest Loser,
yeah.
okay? Well, she talked about some superfoods and things. She was mentioning some superfoods that folks can kind of keep stocked in the pantry or whatever. But these are time savers and the things that will help boost your health and your well-being with minimal time and effort. Now, some of these you probably would never think of. And I know you're going to cringe at some of these. But
okay.
let's start with some of the easy ones here. For example, hard-cooked eggs.
I won't do that.
Really?
Not for myself.
Hard-boiled eggs?
Yeah. Mike likes them, so I guess I can do it for that.
Not even at Easter?
No.
No. Just to decorate, not to eat.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Well, actually, you know, eggs have gotten kind of a bad rap over the years. But the American Heart Association says it's actually okay to have an egg a day, including the yolk. So if you're looking for a superfood with a lot of staying power, they suggest eggs are a good choice. They mention that eggs provide high-quality protein, about 7 grams of protein, vitamins, minerals, carotenoids, like different types of proteins and things that you'll need, things for eye health, things for brain development and memory. Research also has shown that eggs can help you lose weight and actually feel fuller longer, which is a help. Then you're not
yeah.
right reaching for the bag of chips shortly after. So they suggest maybe keep some hard-cooked eggs in the fridge or put them in a salad. or in a sandwich. See, I like to do that. It's time consuming, but I like to do that a lot too. Just you know, get some eggs and cook them up quick, put them in a salad. You can enjoy it as a healthy on-the-go snack. But hard-cooked eggs, something that actually, in moderation, is healthy for you. Another one is cherry tomatoes. You like little cherry tomatoes?
Nope.
Well, I'm batting 1,000.
I am picky.
Whether you like Italian, Mexican, or even if you eat vegetarian, tomatoes add taste and nutrition to just about everything. However, if you don't have time to make homemade lasagna, cherry tomatoes are actually an easy and nutritious grab-and-go superfood. Tomatoes uniquely contain all four of the major carotenoids, the luteins, the alpha and beta carotenes, and lycopene. Now, not only do these things have benefits on their own, like reducing the risk of certain types of cancer and eye disease, but they also work together synergistically to provide added health benefits. And tomatoes are also stocked full of things like vitamin E, vitamin A, and vitamin C, along with potassium. So, good cherry tomatoes. You put those on your salad? No.
No, I have made a salad with those in there that I liked. I'm just not a snack, eat them plain, like, no.
It's fun. And I say tomatoes, and you're immediately going, ooh.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be chopped up in something.
You eat salsa like it's going out of style, like it's the last jar you're ever going to buy.
There's other stuff in there, though. It's not just the tomato, gooey, slimy, by itself stuff.
All right. How about blueberries?
I do like blueberries.
Hey!
I do. I didn't think that was something I liked, and I tried them a couple months ago, kind of just plain and fresh. I like to put them in my salads now.
Touchdown.
Yeah.
Found one. Little blue-hued berries, little blueberries. They're the best of the berry world, or among the best anyway. They say they offer the highest antioxidant levels of all the commonly consumed fruits. They're also a top choice for Allison Sweeney, who you're familiar with. She said she loves blueberries on a salad, mixed with other fruit, or even for dessert. Adding vitamin C and some fiber to your diet as well, blueberries have only 80 calories per cup, which makes them a pretty smart choice for weight management and heart health. So for convenience, they suggest keep frozen blueberries on hand for a quick smoothie. Or maybe when you can't find the fresh ones. But when you find fresh ones, you want to keep those handy, too.
Yeah.
Now, here's a couple that I'm sure you never thought of. One of them is chia seeds.
I've never tried that, so I don't know if that's something I'd like or not.
I thought chia was something you grew grass on somebody's hair or something like that. But they say chia seeds. They're rich in omega-3 fatty acids, protein, fiber, antioxidants, and calcium. Chia seeds are an easy way to add a nutritional boost. They were used long ago by the Mayans and the Aztec cultures to help boost energy. The little tiny seeds have a mild, nutty flavor. Some studies have shown heart health benefits of chia seed consumption, like lowering your cholesterol, your triglycerides, and blood pressure. So maybe add them to your oatmeal, your yogurt, your smoothie, or some of the baked goods that you're doing. Could you spread them on a salad?
Maybe.
You know, I do sunflower seeds on salad.
Yeah, I like sliced almonds on mine, too.
Well, there you go.
I wonder if you can use that as replacement as rice. I think I've seen recipes kind of for that.
Well, I suggest you try it and report back to us. There you go.
Okay,
and one more. We said five. That's four. Okay, one more. And I know where your nose is going to go on this one.
Uh-oh.
Ew. Sardines.
Yeah, definitely.
A superfood. No time to grab fresh fish? Hey. No problem. They suggest open up a can of sardines. These tiny little fish are high in protein, low in mercury, and loaded with omega-3 fatty acids. Sardines also provide other important nutrients for good health. For example, a quarter cup serving of Bella sardines in olive oil contains 120 calories, 13 grams of protein, and it provides calcium and vitamin D for good health.
Hmm.
So if you're short on time, ooh, I don't know about this, though. They say try mashing them in the tin with a fork into a pâté and enjoy them with crackers for a quick lunch or an on-the-go snack.
That'd probably be the only way I would try them.
I kind of see sardines as being something that keeps you extra, has an extra added benefit of keeping you healthy, because you just don't get sick when you eat sardines. Because no one will get close enough to you to share germs. Yeah,
that's a good point.
I think you want to use a little mouthwash after you enjoy those sardines.
So there you go.
Chia seeds, blueberries, sardines, cherry tomatoes, and hard-cooked eggs. What's for dinner tonight, honey?
Yeah.
That's your combination.
Maybe scrambled eggs.
Yeah. But a lot of health there, too, and stuff that's pretty easy to put together and help save you some time.
You can put the cherry tomatoes on top of the eggs.
There you go. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent choice. Very good. Maybe you're onto something new. You never know.
I do like pico de gallo on my eggs.
Well, which has tomatoes.
Chopped up tomatoes,
yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. I got you. Oh, the paradox.
I know.
All right. Well, if we're not eating chia seeds and blueberries and sardines, I don't know. Is there anything else to eat around here?
Well, let's see. Yeah, in Marnie, the Marnie Mason's Country Lunch. They're going to hold that on Sunday, April 19th at the Marnie Fire Station from 4 to 7. And they'll be serving a variety of soups along with sandwiches, pies, and drinks. It's $7 for adults and $3.50 for children 10 and under. Again, it's the Marnie Mason's Country Lunch, April 19th at the Marnie Fire Station from 4 to 7. Also, the Exira Lions will be serving breakfast at the Elkhorn Fire Hall on April 19th from 8:30 to 12:30. And they'll be serving pancakes and sausage, biscuits and gravy, scrambled eggs, juice and coffee for a free will donation. And proceeds from that will go towards scholarships in area fire departments. It's the Lions, Exira Lions, serving breakfast at the Elkhorn Fire Hall on April 19th from 8:30 to 12:30. Also on Sunday is a gravestone dedication ceremony for Civil War veteran William John Pickerall. Will begin on 1:30 on April 19th. It's at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. The cemetery, or the ceremony, will be conducted by the Sons of Union Veterans of the Civil War with assistance from the Avoca American Legion and Avoca Boy Scouts. Lunch and socializing will follow at the Avoca Historical Museum. So if you enjoy history, then you won't want to miss this Civil War reenactment honoring in the memory of a local veteran. The Avoca Historical Society is sponsoring the event, so everyone is welcome to attend. And again, it's the gravestone dedication ceremony for Civil War veteran William John Pickerall. That's on April 19th at 1:30 at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Over in Walnut is the Walnut Public Library. They're hosting a program on fairy gardens and unique container gardens. It's on April 20th at 7 p.m. And let's see, Patty Bogler, owner of the My Nest Greenhouse in Harlan, will present many ways to make a fairy garden using miniature plants and special accessories. She'll also show examples of ways to incorporate different plants, such as succulents and herbs, in your container gardens. Everyone is welcome to come and learn about some new and exciting ideas in container gardening. Again, it's at the Walnut Public Library on April 20th at 7 p.m. It's not coming up until May, but the Audubon Exira Brayton Highway 71 Community Garage Sales, that'll be held on May 2nd from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. The final day to register is Monday, April 20th. So if you want to be on that list on the maps, registration fee is $15. You can contact the Audubon Chamber of Commerce at 563-3780 or for Brayton and Exira, 268-2600. Again, it's the Audubon Exira Brayton Highway 71 Community Garage Sales. Not until May, but if you want to be on that map, you need to register by April 20th. A Red Cross blood drive is coming up next Tuesday, April 21st in Atlantic. It's at Molly from noon to 4. The Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary's 29th Annual Spring Soup and Salad Luncheon is coming up April 22nd. They'll hold that at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic from 11 to 1. Only $6, and you can make reservations by calling Marcella Gaines at 243-5326 by April 17th, and the public is invited to attend. Walk-ins are welcome. Again, it's the Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary's 29th Annual Spring Soup and Salad Luncheon, April 22nd, and that's at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic from 11 to 1. The Atlantic Royal Neighbors are sponsoring a cleanup day at Shelburg Recreation Area that starts at 2 p.m. on April 22nd. They ask that you park in the west parking lot, wear old clothes, old shoes, and bring some gloves. They will provide some plastic bags for you, and they'll be cleaning up the park in observance of Earth Day. Everyone is welcome to come and help, even if you can only spend an hour or two helping out. The Atlantic Royal Neighbors is sponsoring a cleanup day at Shelburg Recreation Area that starts at 2 p.m. on April 22nd. You can attend a presentation at the Atlantic Public Library on April 22nd at 5:30 on Earth Day. Gardening in containers allows you to create special gardens to fit your space and time. Flowers and herbs and veggies are all at home in containers by your back door to say welcome at your front door and to add color on patio steps and walkways. Kathy Booth and LaVon Evelyn, Master Gardeners, will talk about the basics including containers, soil, choosing plants and maintenance. You just need to pre-register for that so they can provide adequate seating and handouts, and a door prize will also be given away. So attend the presentation at the Atlantic Public Library on April 22nd at 5:30. the golden ages of Las Vegas. That's the time when Frank and Dean, Tony, Sammy, Bobby, and Wayne were the headliners on the Strip. Well, that comes alive at the Warren Cultural Center on April 25th at 7 p.m. The show is the finale of the Warren Cultural Center's premier performance series, which has brought nationally touring talent to Southwest Iowa to perform in the Warren Cultural Center's Norman Lear Theater. Showtime's at 7, doors open at 6:15 with open seating. Tickets are $25 each, and you can get those at an Avis store in Greenfield. You can call 641-743-2566. You can also go online at warrenculturalcenter.com. The beer, wine, soft drinks, and snacks will be available at the show. Again, that's on April 25th, and showtime's at 7. The doors open at 6:15, and that's at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. The Cass County Conservation Board is holding a free wildflower walk. It's on April 25th at 9 a.m., and the program will be held at the Pellet Memorial Woods, which is just outside of Atlantic. Oak Strollers Nature Club for families are welcome to join at this event. You can join the staff for a walk through the early spring wildflowers. You can also learn the names, uses, and history of these wildflowers, and those in attendance will have the opportunity to view one of Southwest Iowa's best locations to observe spring woodland wildflowers. Pellet Memorial Gardens is located just outside of Atlantic, half a mile north and three-quarter mile east of the KJAN radio station. The Good Neighbor Spring Benefit will be held on April 25th at the Memorial Building in Audubon from 7:30 to 10 a.m. They'll be serving French toast, sausage, and scrambled eggs for a free will donation, and the Audubon Lions Clubs will prepare the French toast. Thrive at Financial is providing matching funds. It's the Good Neighbor Spring Breakfast or Spring Benefit, April 25th at the Memorial Building in Audubon from 7:30 to 10 a.m. The Atlantic High School Choir presents the annual Show Choir Blast Concert on April 25th that features music that all ages will enjoy. Doors open at 6:30, concert begins at 7:30. Admission is just $5 for adults and $3 for students, and they will be accepting the activity tickets. Again, it's the Atlantic High School Choir's Show Choir Blast Concert, April 25th, and doors open at 6:30, and the concert begins at 7:30.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Got a few other things here, too, to share with you. The Portsmouth Knights of Columbus having a breakfast this Sunday morning, April 19th, from 7:30 until 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Parish Hall in Portsmouth. They're serving sausage, eggs, pancakes, biscuits and gravy, and drinks, all for your free will donation. That's the Portsmouth Knights of Columbus breakfast at the St. Mary's Parish Hall in Portsmouth this Sunday, April 19th, 7:30 to 11 a.m. Also, let's see, coming up not too far down the road here. Well, did you mention the William John Pickerel?
I had a little info on it. Maybe it kind of looks like you might have some more.
Well, I just had more information. I had a chance to visit with Barbara Butcher this last week of Avoca, and Barbara was the one who was really instrumental in picking this up and running with it. She's a member of the Newtown Avoca Historical Society, and she also works at the museum there, and she's been very diligent over the last about 4 years working on this project of trying to make sure that this gentleman, who is a Civil War veteran, gets appropriately honored with a military headstone in the Avoca Cemetery, the Graceland Cemetery there in Avoca. And after all of that work and all of that research, finally able to get that done, it was a lot of work. In fact, some of the Pickerel descendants will be there this weekend for that too. So again, like you mentioned, that's coming up Sunday, 1:30. The Sons of the Union Veterans of the Civil War, Kinsman Camp number 23, will perform the ceremony. There'll be some lunch and socializing at the Avoca Museum after that event as well. That's pretty neat. It still just is amazing to me that someone who, like I said, this gentleman's been, he passed away in April of 1931. So it's been a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just amazing to me that someone like Barbara, who's never met him, didn't know anybody from the family.
Not related.
You know, no, not related at all. Did all this hard work, all this research, and putting all this together. Had a chance to visit with her this last week. It's a pretty neat story. But I tell you what, genealogy is really an interesting game. And for folks who really want to find out more about who they are, that's quite a process. But they sure get a lot of satisfaction out of doing that. Especially when you get a hit on something all of a sudden. You know, you put a little work into it, and then you start finding, and all of a sudden the ball of twine starts to unravel, and it makes more sense.
Yeah.
Kind of neat stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Let's see. What else is going on? Oh, coming up on May 2nd, it'll be the, once again, they're going to have the Blue Tones reunion show. and lots of performers. Richie Lee and his old-time rock and roll. Phil Vandal will bring the sound of country to the Cass County Community Center. They also have Vance Monday, Carlene Crom, Darren Chumley, Ray Armstrong, Harold Powell, Lloyd Messenger, Jim and Kathy Wymore, Bailey Marie, Paul Fay, Bob and Sheila Everhart. There'll be some country, there'll be some old-time rock and roll. Should be a fun night. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of music.
Yeah.
Saturday, May 2nd at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Doors will open at 6:30, and there are no advance ticket sales. You just, $10 at the door. That's it.
Oh,
easy.
$10. That's a great price.
Yep. Just be for all of that talent.
Yeah.
Proceeds will go to the Table of Mercy Breakfast Club, all the hard and good work that those folks have been doing, helping to feed some of the homeless over in the Omaha area. So, yeah, it's a great way for you to help out a cause and to enjoy a great night of great entertainment, too.
Yeah.
So that's coming up again on May 2nd. That's a Saturday night at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Doors will open at 6 o'clock. $10 at the door if you'd like to go out and do that. I've been to a few of those shows before. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's live music.
Well, yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
It doesn't matter what you think you might or might not like. Any kind of live music is a good night.
Yeah.
It just, you know, when you're sitting there, whether you're dancing or enjoying it, you're sitting there with friends having a good time, and you got that music, and it's
you can feel it.
You can feel it in your belly. It's live music. That's a good night.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a good night. So put it on your schedule. Also, something up a little further down the line here, the 2015 Anita Cam Alumni Banquet is planned for Saturday, May 23rd, and that'll be at the Cam High School in Anita. There'll be a happy hour with a cash bar from 3 to 5:30 at the Crestwood Hills Golf Course Clubhouse. Doors at the high school open at 4. They'll have a brisket meal at 6 o'clock. They'll have a silent auction this year to help raise money for scholarships as well. So everyone that graduated from Anita or Cam is welcome at the banquet. This year they'll be honoring classes that are 25, 50, 55, 60, 65, and 70-year classes.
Wow.
So if you're having one of those special anniversaries, you'll be honored there. And after the banquet, they're still probably going to go back to the Crestwood Hills Golf Course Clubhouse again to visit a little bit. Now, reservations can be made for $16 is all before May 15th or $20 after May 15th. And you can call Janet Maynard in Anita to learn more. Her number is 712-762-3174. And if you'd like to send that registration information in, 75848 Memphis Road. That's 75848 Memphis Road, Anita, Iowa, 50020. Walk-ins are welcome as well, but it's nice for planning to get those folks registered ahead of time. So that's a little look at some of the things going on here around the area. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more for you right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
Hello, this is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Health System. Good nutrition is essential in meeting your overall health goals. Healthy eating can include any food in moderation and should include a variety of foods from all the food groups. As your clinical dietitian, I can help you use good nutrition to achieve your personal health goals. For an appointment, please call me at 712-243-3250.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, we have a few more important things to share with you before we're finished up here today. What you got?
All right, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Frank Weaver, celebrating his birthday on April 19th over at the Xyra Care Center. So happy birthday, Frank Weaver, on April 18th at the Xyra Care Center. I'd like to wish happy birthday to Mildred Stapleton, celebrating her birthday on April 22nd. She'll be 97 years old, and we'd like to remember her on this special day. Send her birthday card to the Good Samaritan Society, 326 Somerset Street in room 215 in Fontenelle, Iowa, 50846. Happy 97th birthday to Mildred Stapleton, celebrating her birthday on April 22nd. Send her card at Good Samaritan Society, 326 Somerset Street, room 215 in Fontenelle, 50846. Happy birthday to Marlene Zimmerman, celebrating her 80th birthday on April 26th. And they'll have a little party for her on Sunday, April 26th from 1 to 3 at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church Fellowship Hall in Griswold. It's hosted by her 9 children. You can send her a birthday card to P.O. Box 477 in Griswold, Iowa, 51535. So happy 80th birthday celebration for Marlene Zimmerman, celebrating her birthday on Sunday, April 26th from 1 to 3 at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church Fellowship Hall in Griswold. And you can still send her a birthday card to P.O. Box 477 in Griswold, 51535. I'd like to wish a happy 90th birthday to Bertha Pedersen. She's turning 90 on April 27th and help celebrate this milestone with a card shower. You can send that to her at the Heritage House, apartment 602, to Bertha Pedersen at 1200 Brook Ridge Circle in Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. It's happy 90th birthday to Bertha Pedersen, celebrating her birthday on April 27th. And you can send her a birthday card to the Heritage House, apartment 602, 1200 Brook Ridge Circle, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. Happy 90th birthday to Harvey Jorgensen, celebrating his birthday on April 29th. You can send him a card to 5728 East Farm Road, 168 in Rogersville, Missouri, 65742. And you can put in care of Jan Barnes. Happy 90th birthday to Harvey Jorgensen, celebrating his birthday on April 29th. And you can send him a birthday card, care of Jan Barnes, 5728 East Farm Road, 168, Rogersville, Missouri, 65742.
Excellent. I have a couple of anniversaries to share with you here as well. Frederick and Carolyn Martins are celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary this weekend. As a matter of fact, their family is celebrating with an open house at the Carson Community Center, and that'll be this Sunday, April 19th, from 1 to 4, to celebrate their parents' 60th wedding anniversary. They do ask that you not bring gifts, but I'm sure they'd love to see you there. Frederick and Carolyn Martins celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary. And again, that's this Sunday, April 19th, from 1 to 4, and that's being held at the Carson Community Center in Carson. Hope they have a great day. Also, we have a 40th wedding anniversary wish going out to John and Carla Mueller. They'll be celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary, and the family is asking for a card shower. They were married on April 26th, 1975, in Elliott, Iowa. If you'd like to send a card to John and Carla Mueller, the address is 1055 State Highway 48. That's 1055 State Highway 48, Elliott, Iowa, 51532. So happy 40th wedding anniversary to John and Carla Mueller. Celebrating, again, their anniversary date is next Sunday, April the 26th, their 40th wedding anniversary. Congratulations yes. to them. Okay, one more thing here before we finish up.
Okay.
I saw this week. It's on the website Live Science. They finally figured it out.
Okay, what?
It drives some people crazy. Some people just can't stand it when the people around them do it. But some people just, you know, I find myself doing it all the time, and I don't even think about it.
Okay, what?
Cracking your knuckles.
Oh, yeah.
Does that bother you when other people do that?
No, not really.
Not
makes
so
me
much.
Then want to do mine, I guess.
I know, me too. It makes me want to, then I, all of a sudden I feel like I
yeah,
should do
that's a good
that
idea.
Too. Well, some scientists got together, and they finally figured out the reason for that. By using an MRI, magnetic resonance imaging, to video record knuckle cracking in action, the researchers have discovered that that popping sound that's made when you crack your knuckles, it's the result of rapid creation of a cavity in the fluid inside your joints.
Okay. So
this researcher says it's a little bit like forming a vacuum. They said as the joint surfaces suddenly separate, then there's no more fluid available to fill that increasing joint volume, so a cavity is created. And when that happens, it creates a sound.
Huh.
So to discover this little tidbit of anatomical weirdness, he and his colleagues dreamed up what they called the unfortunately named Pull My Finger study.
nice.
They had a chiropractor get the ball rolling. He approached the researchers with a new hypothesis explaining why knuckle cracking makes the popping sound. And over the decades, researchers have speculated that pulling apart the finger joints creates or collapses bubbles in the joint fluid. And perhaps one or the other could explain the noise. And so they used an MRI because that's an appropriate use of an MRI, right?
Hmm. Yeah.
Now we know. It's just little bubbles.
And how long did that take them?
Yeah, well, I don't want to know. Anyway, there you go. That's how you make the sound. So
should we do it now?
No, let's not. But let's say goodbye.
All right.
That's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us here this weekend. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.